Lori, tell me about Jacob now. What is he like? She smiled at the thought of him. He's very smart, very funny, very charming, handsome. She actually blushed a little at the word handsome. Mother love is love, after all. He's into computers. He loves gadgets, video games, music. He reads a lot. Any problems with temper or violence?
No.
You've been telling us Jacob had issues with violence when he was a preschooler. It stopped as soon as he got to kindergarten. I'm just wondering if you still have any concerns about it. Does he still behave in any way that disturbs or worries you? She already said no, doctor.
Well, I want to explore it a little further.
It's okay, Andy. No, Jacob's never violent anymore. I almost wish he would act out more. He can be very hard to communicate with. He's hard to read. He doesn't talk a lot. He broods. He's very introverted. Not just shy, I mean he introverts his feelings. His energy is all directed inward. He's very remote, very guarded. He smolders. But no, he's not violent. Does he have other ways to express himself? Music, friends, sports, clubs, whatever?
No, he's not much of a joiner, and he only has a few friends. Derek, a couple of others.
Girlfriends?
No, he's too young for that.
Is he?
Isn't he?
The doctor shrugged.
Anyway, he's not mean. He can be very critical, caustic, sarcastic. He's cynical. 14 years old and he's already cynical. He hasn't experienced enough to be cynical, has he? He hasn't earned it. Maybe it's just a pose. It's how kids are today, arch, ironic.
Those sound like unpleasant qualities.
Do they? Oh, I don't mean them to. Jacob's just complicated, I think. He's moody. You know, he likes to be the angry boy, the nobody fucking understands me boy.
This was too much. I snapped, Lori, come on, that's every teenager, the angry boy, the nobody fucking understands me boy. Come on. What you've just described is every adolescent on earth. It's not a kid, it's a barcode.
Maybe, Lori bowed her head. I don't know. I always thought maybe Jacob should see a shrink.
You've never said he should see a shrink.
I didn't say I said it. I said I wondered if it was the right thing to do, just so he would have someone to talk to.